choosing to transform from stressed to present. 12 years ago, I became a parent. You know what happens next. Your whole world cracks open. You see the world through the eyes of a parent. You actually start seeing kids where you didn't before. The malls, grocery stores, and restaurants. You are now part of this club. Everything just changes. Everything also changed in my practice. With more than 115,000 office visits to date, I've had the privilege of working as a hands-on holistic chiropractor for the past 15 years. I have a unique skill set to be able to feel the spinal tension and relate that to how people are handling the stress in their life. And what I began to notice now that I was in the parent club was how the restless sleeps, the worries, concerns, and fears for their kids were affecting the health of these parents in my practice. I also observed that when parents adopted a more flexible and lighthearted view of parenting, their health was not impacted as drastically. They conserved more energy, had more resilience, and overall enjoyed a better parenting experience. And since I was trained in body, mind, and spirit practices, the level of health on all these dimensions was interesting to me not only as a parent, but also clinically as a doctor. As I dived into my work years ago, I was aware that my personal values are spirituality, personal development, family, and health. And because of this, I've been blessed to place myself in front of some of the top healers, thinkers, and health crusaders in the world today. And when you put your hand in a jar of glue, you can't help but some of it sticking. These men and women have been a massive influence over the years to teach me about human behavior, psychosomatic, body-mind healing, holistic health, family dynamics, relationships, and consciousness. Both from the Far East to the Far West. I don't necessarily choose specific teachers. I feel they fall into my lap depending on what I'm ready to hear. I tend to take an insight and an idea, meditate on it, and then weave it into my daily life. After nearly 20 years of clinical practice, studying, meditating, and gaining life experiences, a self-awareness guide for parents, Finding Magic in the Mess, came to life. As time went on and our kids began to get a little older, I was able to better understand the stress in our home and how much of it we were creating for no reason at all. After some deep reflection and even some quality meditative time away from the pressures of the daily grind, I began to collect my thoughts on this newfound perspective, along with some heart-centered solutions for myself, as well as for other parents who were struggling unnecessarily. I hadn't planned on writing a book for parents, but lo and behold, solutions came through. And here they are. In addition to transforming my life as a parent, these insights have also added a new dimension to my practice through well-attended workshops, community outreach, and more meaningful changes in individual patients' outlook than I can count. With this book, I hope you'll take this journey with me too. Not in person, but just as powerfully nonetheless. This book is about a new way of being, a new way of relating to yourself and with your family. It presents a paradigm and lifestyle that encourages parents to adopt a fresh approach, a new set of standards, if you will, that when applied will produce meaningful, if not magical, results for both you and your family. The power of the material is in both the contemplation and application. When you create space in your day to ask essential questions and then apply your insights, transformation will come your way. Some of the ideas in the chapters that follow might seem counterintuitive or simply different from what you've always believed. Play with them. Experiment. With an open mind and heart, explore which ones feel useful for you on your parenting journey. Admittedly, there was no catastrophic event in my life or personal tragedy prompting me to share these ideas. I did, though, have a sudden epiphany nudging me to put pen to paper. The inspiration was my patients, who were parents without solutions, stressed without awareness, and trapped in the merry-go-round of life, feeling unfulfilled. I knew these challenges are universal, and if they were having them, others were as well.